Andrew Jones, always good to have you in. You're with Climate Interactive. Thanks so much for coming in.
Happy to be back, Jeremy.
You just got back in town from a red-eye flight?
Yeah, I was out in California. Jerry Brown has pulled together a global summit on preventing climate change. And unfortunately, I had to leave early because of Hurricane Florence. Coming to the irony of this, Jeremy, that no time to prevent the problem when we're dealing with its impacts very directly.
This is a pretty powerful storm, possibly a historic storm.
Exactly.
What is the role of climate change in strengthening these hurricanes?
Yeah, the way to think about it is you may remember the era where there were so many home runs in baseball. Folks were hitting them all over the place and people were taking steroids. And when somebody hit a home run, you wouldn't say, oh, that was hit by the steroids. The steroids contributed to overall the home runs over that year. In the same way, you would not attribute Hurricane Florence to climate change. However, climate change means warmer oceans, more energy for hurricanes. So they're bigger, they're lasting longer, and have different characteristics. Climate change and all our burning of fossil fuels is contributing.
President Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord. There's also been recent reports that they're looking to loosen the regulations on methane emissions.
The idea of increasing methane emissions, which is a huge greenhouse gas pollutant, is a really bad idea and poorly timed considering how we're dealing with the implications of climate change right now. So we should not be doing that. We should be focusing much more on preventing the problem. And immediately, because of Florence, thinking about how our communities can pull together really well to react to it, to adapt, because adaptation is here. No matter what, no matter how much we succeed with clean energy and all that, we are adapting to this world that we've created.
What is the science behind how climate change impacts a hurricane?
Generally, it is the idea that more energy in the system, that is more heat in the oceans, will increase the intensity of these hurricanes. It won't make more of them, but it will make them more powerful and do things like what we saw with Harvey, where it just dumped more rain. Or even looking in the past, things like we could look back to 2004, Hurricane Ivan. We may remember 2013, remember when Biltmore Village flooded. Many of us were around for these events. Climate change has been adding to the intensity of those events. Warmer air holds more moisture. More moisture in the air means when we have these extreme weather events, we get more flooding at that time.
So we've got higher sea levels. I believe it was a study that was put out not that long ago, maybe 5 years ago, looking at sea level rise, predicted a rise of, what was it, like 39 inches over the next century?
And possibly of 3 feet. The thing that's interesting about sea level rise around here, you may remember about 9 years ago, the North Carolina state legislature said you may not consider sea level rise when you're planning real estate development and laws. That decision is now kicking us in the butt because we've had sea level rise in the interim and people are planning on it not happening. It has been happening. That will contribute to the storm surge that we're about to see with Florence. We need to consider the predictions, many of the predictions coming out of NOAA here in Asheville at the NCEI, interpreted by people at the Collider here in downtown Asheville. We need to take that science seriously, because it matters day to day with people that we care about.
As far as decisions made by our leaders, you know, we've had President Trump. There was a recent report where he shifted money from FEMA, about $9.8 million from FEMA over to ICE. He spent this morning involved in a dispute with Puerto Rican officials over the death toll of Puerto Rico. And this is as we're, you know, we've got this storm bearing down on us here in North Carolina.
The core problem here is the assumption by many that some people matter more than others. We saw that in the deplorable response to the hurricane that came through Puerto Rico and the slow response to getting electricity back and caring for people. That's not the case. And the thing that we get to do is to acknowledge the vulnerable people who are the most hurt by things like Hurricane Florence. So this is a time to look to our relief agencies, to churches. They know who needs help, who needs volunteers. Open up our homes to the people who are down and out, not just the people, but the animals. We are a broader community that is affected by this. Some people don't matter more than others. We need to acknowledge the inherent worth and dignity of all and do all we can. We're here in Asheville. We have the opportunity to reach together to help the people who are there. A year ago during Irma, on a whim, I put my house on Airbnb. I'm not an Airbnb guy, but I did. And I had six law students from Miami drove up here. They spent the week in my house because I was out of town. In the same way, I did the same thing. And I'm getting email. I just got an email 10 minutes ago from a guy named Colin and a dog in Charleston who's saying, I'm stuck. I have nowhere to go. Could I please come? And in fact, Airbnb in the last year have something called Airbnb Open Homes, where you get to put out your home, even if it's not a friend of yours. They will vet it. They have insurance. So I would encourage all of us, this is a time when our communities reach together. We will survive this era of increased extreme weather if we're able to support one another in Asheville, but also across the state.
Okay, well, great. Well, Drew Jones, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, everyone hang in there.